What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 11 of the Spawn in Games podcast. I'm your host, Cody, and we got some stuff to talk about today. It's not going to be too packed, but we do got like 10-ish stories to get through. Some of them will be shorter than others, but we also have a lot of games coming out this week and some games I want to talk about that I've been playing. I've been playing. First, let's just go through the releases this week. So the next 4 games came out on the 14th, which was Tuesday. On Tuesday, they released Darkwood on PS4. This next one I'm kind of interested in. I've seen a little bit of it, but it seems interesting. A Plague Tale Innocence on PC, PS4, and Xbox One. We had Rage 2 on PC, PS4, Xbox One. I'll be talking about that later. Rock of Ages 2, Bigger and Bolder on the Switch. Yesterday we had a game come out on the PC called Technosphere Reloaded. Today, the time of this recording on Thursday the 16th, we have Bubsy, Paws on Fire for PS4, PC, and Switch. Bubsy's terrible. I suggest don't even look at it. Bubsy's bad. Even the old ones, Bubsy's bad. Let me see. We also have Castlevania Anniversary Collection on PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. It's a lot of Castlevania games, but it doesn't have Symphony of the Night or Rondo of Blood on that, is I think the story that I read. We have Dark Future, Blood Red States on PC. These PC games, I don't really know. Haven't been following much PC. Darkwood comes on Switch today. We have The Division 2 Operation Dark Hours Raid. That's on PC, PS4, Xbox One. Irony Curtain from Mardoshki with Love, PC. I butchered that name, but okay. Project Nimble Complete Edition on Switch. And Tabletop Gods on PC. That might be something to look at. Tomorrow, Friday, we have Darkwood coming on the Xbox One. We have Guilty Gear, PS4 and Switch. Guilty Gear 20th Anniversary Edition, Switch. And finally, Guilty Gear 20 Ancient Core Plus R on Switch, or Guilty Gear XX. So, I want to talk about one of those games, Rage 2. Alright, Rage 2. That's pretty much the only game I've been playing. About 4 hours in. Maybe a little bit over 4 hours. Kind of lost track. Yeah, maybe 4 to 6 range. I hear it's not a very long campaign. I'm not done with it yet, but I'm kind of doing everything. All the side missions, even though they're kind of samey. I want to say love's a strong word. I really liked the first Rage on PS3. I thought it was beautiful. Looked fucking awesome. Fun gameplay. I really liked it. But I fell off it for some reason. I can't remember why. I think something else came out and I just started playing that. But I got about 3/4 of the way done with Rage 1. And I heard the ending was terrible. But wet my whistle here. I'm drinking a wheat beer from New Belgium. I highly recommend it. Alright, where was I? Rage 1, I liked it a lot. It was desert, mutants, they look good. Rage 2, all the trailers, Andrew WK, all the party, party, hardy, hardy, crazy, crazy. Purple everywhere, pink everywhere, crazy stuff. People got mohawks. In the actual game, there is a lot of purple, Like the colors in the game are very vibrant, but the attitude is not there that all the marketing material was pushing, where it's like, oh, this is going to be over the top, just stupid action, just kind of throwing your wind stick around, decapitating people, which you can do, but like they made it look really, really like punky, and it's just not. There's a couple parts there are, but I don't think it's achieving the same thing that Rage 1 achieved with the way it looked. A lot of people didn't like Rage 1. And, I mean, I can see why. People probably thought it was boring. I liked the designs of it. I was very into that art style. And this one kind of looks like if you took... And this is not an original thought. I am taking it from, I think, Dan Reichert from Giant Bomb. Watched him play some. And he compared it to Borderlands, but before... they put the cell shading on it. So they released something before Borderlands 1 as like a pre thing where they showed what the game looked like and it wasn't cell shaded. This is what that game looks like, but like better graphics, of course. But getting back, like the gameplay is awesome. Like the gunplay is fantastic. You have your assault rifle, super deadly accurate. You're just pinging off headshots left and right. You got a shotgun that is probably one of the best feeling shotguns I've had in a long time. If you're shooting it from the hip, you get the spray, the big spray. But if you aim down sights, it melts all the pellets together and shoots one big slug that like shoots people way back and it penetrates. So if there's people in line, you can shoot and you'll hit multiple people. Super fun. I got the DLC, which came with like the BFG. Which is just, that gun's overpowered as hell. And if you don't know, the BFG 9000 is from Doom. And obviously, for those people not in the know, id made Rage 2. Well, id and, I want to say Avalanche Studios? Yeah. Id and Avalanche made Rage 2, and id also makes Doom. So, you can see why they put the BFG in there. And the BFG is super strong, but the bullets are so expensive. So I haven't really been using it all that much. But the game is a car combat game too, next to a first-person shooter. And you get these cool abilities, like one ability to double jump. There's an ability... I'm moving the mic, sorry about that. There's an ability to basically do a focused... melee strike where it takes off people's armor. There's a ground pound. There's a very fast sprint. And they got really long, like, cooldowns, so you don't use them all that often, but they are pretty cool. Fun to use. The game's just fun running around. The cars are a little squirrely at times, but the car combat's pretty cool. I mean, you got the two turrets on your main car that auto aim, so you're just going around shooting people. It's an open world game. The open world is kind of dead. There are a lot of bandit camps and stuff, but I mean, it's a lot of not the word, what's the word they use where stuff just happens. Like in take an example, Red Dead, when you're just on your horse, stuff's happening. You can get off and you can talk to people, or like people are fighting over on the side. This doesn't have that at all. Emergent gameplay. This is not very emergent in that way. But the game is super fun to play, and I mean the story kind of sucks, but I'm not really in it for the Rage story. I'm in it for the gunplay because it's id Tech, and so I just pop in a podcast while I play it. But it's, I mean, I'm having a good time. I'll probably finish it. I'm almost done. I think, yeah, like I said, I'm 3/4 of the way done. No, that's what I said with Rage 1. I think I'm like halfway going by like the trophies. Yeah, I got to be like halfway through. So I'll probably finish it. And I mean, I'm not hating it. I'm not loving it. I'm not hating it. I think it's kind of better than what people are given it, but it's, if you don't love first person id shooters, it is not a game for you. Because it does seem kind of dated. But who, I don't know how much, because there's the two studios that made the game. I don't know how much influence they had over each other. I think Avalanche Studios did the car stuff. It did all the like gun stuff, but I don't know the overlap. But it, I mean, I would recommend it if it was on sale, or if you like Wolfenstein and Doom, you like those type of games. This is no Doom, like the new Doom. This is not like, it's not as good as that. It's not as good as new Wolfenstein games. But it, I mean, it's a good shooter. It's fun. It's fine. I wouldn't recommend it buying at full price, but I am enjoying it, and I want to get to the end. I know I say this about the games I'm playing. I might try to platinum it. There's one trophy that might be difficult, and even then you can turn it down to easy and do it, because you can, it's get 3 kills after you defib yourself, which is if you die, you get a defib and you get up right there, you're not responding, so then you can go and you gotta kill 3 people right after there. Shouldn't be too hard, but should we get into news? That's my news. I definitely have been working on some music. I don't know how much of it's going to get into the podcast, but I do want to get like segment music going. First news story. Let me take a swig here. All right, news story. PlayStation had one of their State of Play addresses. So basically, this is the Nintendo Direct style PlayStation videos. It was like 10 or 15 minutes. I think 10 minutes. And this is their last big thing before E3, and they're not in E3. So this was like, oh, come watch it. This is going to be our E3 stuff. And seeing what was on there is probably why they got out of E3. But let's go down the line. They opened the State of Play up with Monster Hunter Worlds. Iceborne is a DLC coming to PS4 in September 6th. It showed new locations, new monsters. Huh. Excuse me. Then they introduced a game. I don't know if this is the first time they've shown it or if it's been shown before, but this game called Riverbound. It's a voxel shooter and shoot and slash, and it's got like crossovers from indie games like Shovel Knight and whatnot. Then they showed a really, really weird like survival game where you played as like animals. I don't know. It's called Away. A survival series takes you on a journey into the wild. I would say watch the trailer on that one, because it's really weird. You're like a flying squirrel or something. And it's, from what I remember, it's like kind of more realistic graphics. It's weird. It's bizarre. I think you're not animals. I think you're just a flying squirrel. Then they gave Medieval a release date. So the Medieval, they're remaking Medieval, kind of like they did with Spyro and Ratchet and Clank and Crash. Maybe not to those levels, but Medieval is coming out October 25th, which I might check it out, because I did like Medieval when it came out on PS1. I might give it a gander, and I think it's a budget title at like $30 or $40. And then the last, oh no, they had two things. Then they had a new Predator game coming. They just showed a cinematic of it, Predator Hunting Grounds. It was kind of cool looking. I mean, it was just these commandos in the jungle, and then it kind of zoomed out and showed an invisible Predator and turn off his cloaking. And then they showed Final Fantasy VII Remake. Kind of a snooze fest. I don't like what they're doing with it. It kind of looks like 15, but more Kingdom Heartsy. So, like, it looked aesthetically great. It like, looked fantastic. But the combat is not turn-based. It's Kingdom Hearty. I don't know. I like Kingdom Hearts, but the combat is not my favorite system that Square Enix does. So, I mean, that's... people will like it. I think they're still doing their stupid episodic things on that one. So there's another news story. And I'm kind of just doing this because I like the company here. Kind of Funny Games. They are a gaming YouTube channel and Twitch stuff. They do a daily gaming show, news show. They are going to be hosting a game showcase on June 10th. So, like, that's, like, right before E3, or that kicks off E3. Which, last year's, they had a ton. It was, like, an hour and a half. And they had a ton of announcements, which is awesome because I love the guys over at Kinda Funny. And they did a really good job. Can't wait to see what they do this year. But last year they did it because PlayStation wasn't doing their PSX. But now they've moved slots over to E3, so that's pretty cool. I wonder what they're going to show. I can't wait to see. Next story. So I just heard about this listening to the Giant Bombcast that... Tetris 99 has DLC, apparently. I think it comes out tomorrow on Friday. Yeah, it's $10. But there's a single-player mode and, like, an endless mode or something like that. And then you can get skins for the game, so it looks different. You can even get a Game Boy skin, so it looks like Game Boy. It seems... kind of, I mean, this is a short story, but it seems kind of cool. That's a fun game. Tetris 99 is a great Tetris game. Highly recommend it. It's weird. It doesn't really say if you pay the $10, if you just get the game then, without having to have Nintendo Online, because this was like Nintendo Online's game. Like, if you have Nintendo Online, get this game for free type thing. But, I mean, hey, you can play a battle royale with bots, I guess. This is cool. I have not watched this yet. I have just not had the time because it is almost 2 hours long. Sony Santa Monica apparently recorded and like made a documentary on the making of the new God of War. Sounds awesome. I hear it's very good. It's free. It's on YouTube. You can go on the PlayStation account on YouTube or the channel on YouTube. You can watch. It's called Raising Kratos. I am really interested to see. I'm hearing nothing but good things from it. So I will probably watch it over the weekend. Maybe before. It came out on the 10th. It's almost a week ago. But I'll eventually get to it because God of War, man, whew, that was a good game. And next story, we had some talk last week or the week before about some old MMOs, City of Heroes, that I was playing, and now World of Warcraft Classic is going to launch in August. So they're basically bringing back the original World of Warcraft. So just vanilla WoW. They're going to have servers going. I think test servers are active now, I think. They're inviting people for the test server right now. That's kind of cool. I would be interested to re-up maybe for a month. Because I think if you have an account, you just get... you just get access to it. Be interested just to check it out. I mean, I was going to say, I haven't played Classic World of Warcraft since Classic World of Warcraft, and no shit. But it would be fun. I didn't play too much of Classic. I played a little bit, but I got more into it Burning Crusade, so it'd be interesting to kind of go back and check it out. And I wonder if there's going to be, like, since it's on your account, if you get those old mounts, if you'll have those old mounts account wide. Because if that's the case, that's going to be huge. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Because that would be big for people that try to get all the mounts. Oh man, I wonder. I don't know. We'll find out in August. Or when people are doing the stress test. This one is good news. This is cool. I'm not going to talk too much about it because I'll be talking about it all day long, at least the game. But Nier Automata has sold over 4 million copies. And that game, I am surprised because that's not a game that a lot of people, I think, would like. Because it is a weird every genre game. It's super good game. I love it. I didn't beat it, but I got pretty far. I liked it quite a bit. It's a thing where you could play it through multiple times, get different endings. But it is like what they were able to do with that game was really cool, and storytelling was outstanding. But yeah, they sold 4 million copies. I mean, that is congratulations, Square Enix, or Platinum Games. Square, I think, published it. But I mean, kudos. That's me clapping in the background for 4 million sales. And I think that's sold through and not shipped. We're kind of getting down there in the couple more left of news stories. I do think these shows are going to be around the half hour mark from now on. Until I get a co-host to where we can banter back and forth. I don't know if I'll be... Well, depending on the games I've been playing, it might go into 40 minutes or an hour, but I think 30 minutes might be... 20 to 30 minutes might be the thing, looking at time now and how many stories I have left. Well, anyways, next story. So there's a pirate game from Ubisoft called Skull and Bones... That was delayed. It was supposed to be out, I think, sometime this year. And they delayed it in like 2018 sometime. I can't remember. They delayed it. And now they're delaying it again to 2020. It was an interesting concept. It seemed like they, if you ever played Assassin's Creed Black Flag... Basically, they just ripped out the ship combat and made a game around it. And now it's just, like, not looking good with a bunch of delays. I don't know. I haven't seen much of it. This story might take a little bit, though. This is our last story of the day. So Nintendo had a Direct. And it was all about ya boy, Super Mario, and his Maker 2. So they had a 15-minute presentation where they kind of showed like what Mario Maker was. Kind of they started off like, oh, you can make any Mario level you want. You can put enemies in these. You can do this. You can use these coins. Which was like, okay, what's new? And right as I was thinking that, what's new? Boom, right on the screen, just new. That's all it said, new. And it went down all of this stuff that... was new to the game that wasn't in the first one. Maybe I won't go through this too thoroughly. I suggest going and watching the presentation because it's awesome. But I'll do the big things that I think are in there. They have a new style. They have Mario 3D World that doesn't work with the other styles, I guess. So if you made a level and you want to switch it to 3D World, it deletes or just erases that level. You got to start from scratch. But you get like the cat suit, and you get bullet bills coming towards the screen, and there's everything that was in that game, but 2D looked really cool. But that wasn't the big thing, I don't think. Their big things are new tools, like you can do slopes now. You get the Angry Sun, Snake Blocks, on and off switches, seesaws that shift under Mario's weight. You got swinging claws that use momentum. You got scrolling water levels now. So, like, the water scrolls up and down. Same with lava. You can customize your side scrolling. You can go up, down, left, right, vertical. And then you can choose how fast each area goes. So you can go really slow up and then really fast to the side. Then slow down. Slow going down. They have dry bone shells, which really cool, because like you're in a shell, a dry bone shell, and you can bounce on lava, and then you can play dead if something's coming after you, which is cool. There's new course themes, so instead of just having Mario regular underground, they also include desert, snow, forest, sky, and day and night. And day and night work with every theme. If you take the Angry Sun and you make him a moon, the level will turn to a night. And the night courses they affect the stage. So, like on Desert, the night, I can't remember what it was. The snow at night is very slippery. Forest is, instead of water, it's poison. The ghost mansion, or the mansions, are dark. Underground is upside down at night. Kind of cool stuff. They have a story mode now, which is like 100, I think they said over 100 Nintendo made Mario levels that you play, you gain money, and then you're rebuilding Peach's castle, which is kind of cool. It teaches you kind of all the mechanics of the game. You need a Nintendo Online membership to upload, share, and play other courses via Course World. So you pretty much need, I mean, to play this game, you pretty much need, Nintendo Switch Online, unless you're doing, like the story mode, I guess. You can, choose, when you're looking for levels to play, you can choose keywords like auto scroll or puzzle, adventure, stuff like that, speed run. There's going to be tags you can choose that will better search for stages, this one's pretty cool. You can take a Joy-Con and give it to someone, and you guys can both create a level at once, so you have two icons on screen making levels. Cool co-op function thing. And they have multiplayer up to four people, which is really cool. So you can play all the levels multiplayer. Well, I don't know if all of them are multiplayer, but you can play multiplayer on Mario Maker 2, which is awesome. They showed Mario, Luigi, Toad, and Toadette as playable characters. There's also a really cool thing that basically you can do challenges, so make conditions to beat a level. So instead of like where in Mario Maker 1 you would make a level and then like, okay, I want them to be big, or they have to be I want them to be big to beat this level because I'm going to make them, or like however you want to do it. If you wanted to, like, they have to find this key to get through to the level, this is like, okay, you got to collect 100 coins or else you can't beat the level. You gotta kill 10 Goombas. You have to, I don't know, do this or beat it under this. There's ways to program the level now for challenges to be able to win the level, which is awesome. And I guess you can also, last thing, you can also streamline your levels and to make your own like custom like little world, like world 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4. You don't have a world map, but it goes from one level to the next. You can string them together. But that is going to do it for me today. Remember that I do have an email address, and that's spawningames@gmail.com. Email me with all of your questions and concerns. Get your voice heard online with me. Give me someone to talk to so I don't have to keep blabbering myself. All right, guys. That is going to do it for me today, and we will see you next Thursday.